on Monday night at precisely 7:45 p.m. New York City, the skies above Central Park will explode in a ring of fire. More than 10,000 firework shells will be set off to mark the 150th anniversary of Central Park. Chinese pyrotechnic artist Cai Guo Zhang is behind the project that is called Light Cycle, and the famed Grucci Fireworks family will engineer the proceedings. Phil Grucci joins us by cell phone from the Central Park Reservoir, where he's busy setting things up. Well, what's it going to look like when we look up into the sky?
We're going to create a 1,000-foot-high, 850-foot-diameter halo over the reservoir of Central Park. And how we're going to do that is we're launching thousands of computer-controlled shells that have computer chips embedded right in them in order to precisely place them in the sky, which we call pixel bursts. Each shell that bursts in the sky is like a pixel of a picture. So in doing that, there'll be four computers that are networked together in order to precisely place those shells in the sky. The Haagen-Dazs Central Park celebration will then culminate with this bright night scene where you'll actually be able to read a book under the canopy of these white magnesium shells that will fire over the park.
How long will it last?
The whole project lasts 4 minutes and 31 seconds.
Well, you'd have to read a very short book then.
If you read a very short book, a short novel, that's right.
Now, it's our understanding that Cai Guo Zhang had a great display planned for London, which didn't quite come off according to design.
There were some complications in the project in London, absolutely. And with any project of this nature, where we are literally pioneering different engineering and different technical feats, the larger they get, there are certain elements of the projects when you're an artist as well as an aggressive producer, as we are. There are some elements that may not go as exactly the way you planned, but you learn every single day in your life, you learn something new. We've taken a lot of that education, a lot of that testing, and retested, and so we're really looking forward to it.
So London's misfortune is something you could go to school on? And
absolutely. When you take an aerial shot of New York City and you see that big, expansive green area, certainly as a pyrotechnician, you froth at the mouth because it's a beautiful location to go to and to perform.
So you look at the world differently, right?
Where
some of us just see a green meadow, you say, boy, I'd like to explode something there.
You, Scott, you took the words out of my mouth. You don't know how I feel when I look at, for instance, the Brooklyn Bridge, or I look at the Empire State Building, or I look at any type of architecture. I try to envision what we could place on that building or structure to accent its architecture and its beauty.
Mr. Grucci, good luck Monday night.
Scott, thank you very much. We look forward to it.
Phil Grucci is Executive Vice President of Fireworks by Grucci.